Today's program was brought to you by Fairway Market, like no other market, a New York City institution that sells the best local, national, and international artisan foods for prices that can't be beat. For more information, visit fairwaymarket.com.
This is Mike Edison, host of Art Senses a Seizure, as you're listening to the Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, please visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
We talk about food, we talk about music, with musical dudes, finger on the pulse, snacky tunes.
Welcome to Snacky Tunes. Miss you tonight.
Yes.
Do you miss tonight?
No.
No?
No. I miss you tonight.
Oh, you just miss me
you,
tonight.
Yeah.
Welcome to Snacky Tunes. I am one half your host, Darren Bresnitz. Shout out to Greg Bresnitz and Mom. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers listening. And welcome. That was just Lily McQueen playing live later. Later tonight. Can we say summer's here? Can officially kick off summer? We're
yes.
A few weeks early. But, you know, I mean, today is like that summer Brooklyn day that you just dream about. And in honor of the start of summer, we have our very first barbecue blowout happening this Tuesday.
Woohoo!
If you go to heritageradionetwork.org and click on the barbecue blowout poster, you can still get tickets. They're selling hotcakes. Hot fish cakes, because Greenpoint Fish and Lobster Co. are going to be our chef's man in the grill. Fish tacos.
Yeah.
With top with Gustavo salsa.
Oh, yeah.
And in house, we have Gustavo himself. Welcome to Snacky Tunes.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yes. Safe to say your mother's the one who got you into food,
oh,
right?
Oh, absolutely, man. Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Happy. Shout her out. What's her full name?
Yeah, Bernardina.
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful name.
Good beautiful name. Beautiful lady.
Where's she from?
Guanajuato, Mexico.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad you said it. I would have butchered it.
Yeah, don't worry.
Butchered it.
I'm not going to make you say it.
Was your mom, she just a lover of food, professional chef?
Not professional, but professional in the household. She made some really amazing food that I'm sure a lot of us took for granted, but I think I always revert back to those flavors, which she put on the table. It's amazing stuff.
What was that moment when you realized that, oh shit, I got it special at home?
I would have to say chiles rellenos.
Okay.
Which is a stuffed poblano pepper with a cheese.
I'm familiar with all things stuffed with cheese.
Okay, gotcha. So she hooked me with cheese, all right? Mm. And then I was a little timid on the spice, if you can imagine.
Which is tough after tasting your salsa.
Yeah, which is weird.
But, I mean, how old were you?
I was like maybe, if I remembered, 9, 10, somewhere like that.
Did she tell you to pepper up?
In her really nice, patient way, yes. And she served this to me, and I was like eating the cheese inside from the pepper first. But I was instantly hooked. Yeah, that's where I was like, I love this stuff.
So did you start cooking with your mother? No, so, but you grew up in L.A., right?
Yeah.
So you were in L.A. When did you get to L.A.? When did you move to L.A.?
Just a little bit before I was born.
Okay.
So I was like the only one that was born from the family here in the States.
Okay.
In L.A. So.
And where did you live in L.A.?
West Covina. That's where I grew up.
Oh, nice. So you're growing up. Your mom's cooking. When did you start having an inkling that you might want to get into food as well?
Like I said, it didn't happen till after.
Oh.
After I left home, mm-hmm. I was like trying all this crappy food. I was trying to make some food, and it was turned out terrible.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I had a long streak of just bad food making, thinking that I knew something.
Were you eating it? And being like, if my mom ever saw me make this
I was
food,
embarrassed, yeah.
Embarrassed.
Like, oh, my God. What
Did
am I doing?
Did she not send you off with like a spice kit like
well,
when you left home?
It was my fault. I was like, I got this, Mom. Right?
No.
I came back to her saying, I need help.
Hot dish of hubris right there.
Oof, big time. It was hot on a plate, right?
On a plate,
yeah.
Served up.
Absolutely. And it was fantastic. So 25, I would say, I started like really wising up.
It took you that long?
Yeah.
Oh my.
Weird, God. Right?
Weird.
Yeah. you know, I'm not afraid to say it.
Okay.
It's like, I felt like I always had that. Like I said, I took it for granted. It's just like, but I always had it in me. But I had to finally break down and said, Mom, help.
Help.
How do you do this? Why do you do that?
And was she just sitting there with, you know, her arms crossed, being like, I've been waiting for this moment?
Yeah, absolutely.
So what was it like living at your mom's, I guess not feet because you were a grown man at that point, but
yeah.
At what point where'd you start? Where does one start?
Where does one start, like, saying with food?
Well, like, where does one start when learning from cooking from your mother and really wanting to learn and being like, I really want to do this?
Okay, so going out on the road and just being away from home,
yeah.
I miss the salsa. That's mm-hmm. probably why it's right in front of us here now. That's what
it's yes,
my namesake now. But I felt like that was the precursor to me cooking. It's like, how do you make these so good? Like,
right.
What's it all about? What's in there? I was at some point just putting weird stuff in there. Olive oil?
No.
That just did not work. But, you know.
Olive oil and salsa?
Yeah. See?
No, that doesn't sound like a terrible idea.
But I did it.
But it doesn't work.
It doesn't
exactly.
work.
And it didn't work.
It didn't work. So you went back to the basics. You said, Mom, what's
exactly.
the base flavors?
Exactly. You know, I was tasting these things, and I was like, I got this. I know what's in there. And I was like, way, way off. Black pepper sometimes, like, what? No, it's gotta be.
I can see black pepper and salsa.
Well,
no,
it's like, I get where, you know, your ideas
you're going.
Came
yeah.
from.
Yeah,
I get where you're going. And so at what point, so you're cooking with your mother, you're developing these salsas, and when did it click that you were going to get into making salsas professionally?
professionally. That didn't happen until way after.
Really?
Yeah.
So what happened after next? Cooking with your mom, where do you go?
Okay, so I left home, came to New York, and I was starving.
This is like what, like around like 2000?
Yeah, 2001.
2001.
So I had to feed myself, and I was like really suffering from just like fast food and canned food. Because, you know, as a struggling musician and artist, like, what do you do? Slices of pizza definitely helped.
Oh, yeah. I don't think they had 99 cent pizza back then,
they
though.
They didn't.
They didn't, which is weird. That
which is weird. Now they do.
That's a new thing?
It's a new thing.
The first time I encountered that was 2002 out in Vancouver. It was the first time I saw 99 cent pizza.
What?
Yeah.
Vancouver.
I know. So ahead of the curve.
So that was like 66 cents American at that time. Yeah.
Man, Canada?
What was the name of your band? What were you working on back then?
Basically, I came over as a DJ. I was like aspiring to DJ around, and I soon just picked up a guitar after, because like the DJ scene was just fucking really flat. Like it was, it was, you know, fizzing out, just like it did in LA. But picked up a guitar, started writing some songs after a year, like just learning songwriting and all that, like putting stuff together and buying equipment little by little. And my first project was just me under Fungus. I was torn around under like some weird electronic clash type of guitar thing. And thank God I found some musicians that helped me enforce all those little tidbits together to sound actually okay. And yeah, that's kind of how it started.
So you're doing music under Fungus.
Yeah.
Getting tutelage from musicians who are like, maybe you want to edit a little.
Yeah,
of course. But food's still there. Still percolating.
Food is always there. It's like after a long day, it's like you come home and you cook really good food, right? And it just makes everything better.
At what point did you realize that you had shifted away from these terrible meals that your mom's tutelage had seeped in, and you were making really good food? Or better food to start, I would say.
Well, I was definitely... since I was a starving musician, I had to get involved with some sort of way of getting food to my mouth, good food.
Yeah.
And I got into fish. I lied my way into this one gourmet market, which is great. I think it's still really awesome.
You want to shout it out?
Citarella.
Ooh.
I got to give them props. I learned a lot of what I know now. It's a fishmonger.
Really? So what is I understand that you could lie your way into like a waiting job.
Sure. Absolutely.
Sure. How does one lie into a fishmonger job?
Exactly. So I lied that I worked at Whole Foods and I worked at a seafood department in LA, which never existed. But they didn't know that. I think they didn't know that. But
have you been to LA? Have you been to a Whole Foods? You have it? Let me tell you about my job there.
Oh, fantastic fish there.
Yeah.
Are you just revealing this now?
I tell my friends all the time. Oh,
okay.
But back then, I guess it was just like, well...
Oh, man. Hopefully Vanessa Citronella isn't listening right now.
Yeah. Well, hopefully she is.
So you lied your way
made
in.
Made it.
You made it. So you lied it. You lied your way in. And then how long did it take you? Like, what was your first... Were you, like, building the fish displays? Or were you actually...
Oh, no. I was just waiting on people.
Oh, okay.
I was like, you know, how much do you want? And, you know, cutting it, like... too big portions and not enough portions. So I was like thrown into the fire.
Right. But that's how you learn.
But that's how you learn. Of course, I lied my way saying I had some experience. So I was like, all right, there you go. Go ahead. Start. Clock in. And helping lines of people calling numbers out. Like,
did anyone catch on?
Losing my voice? No. I think everybody there was kind of struggling. So they weren't focused on anything that I was doing. They were just focused on what they were doing.
And so when did you really start to learn how to butcher fish? How long did it take for you to be there?
I think within a year I was learning how to just handle a knife, how to hone in on a good edge and good, you know, keeping it sharp. And then, you know, almost every day I would take a piece of fish home.
Mm.
Just cook it. Yeah, cuz that was my job. I had to wait on people and I had to let them know how to cook it.
Yeah.
Right?
No, of course. I mean, fish is still one of those things where people go, I don't really know.
To this day, I'm that guy who's like steps up, like, well, what do you got in your house? And you know, got cast iron skillet number one. What kind of oil? And all this stuff, and it still really works for me.
What's if I'm buying a piece of fish to cook for the first time?
Yeah.
What do you recommend? What's the first, like, almost cannot miss, very forgiving fish? What's the recipe?
Okay, so I would have to say in between like a whitefish and like something like salmon. So
yeah.
If people are really looking for something oily, high omega-3, salmon would be number one, right?
Yeah.
Skin side down, cast iron skillet, a little bit of oil, season the skin, cook it almost 70 to 80% on one side, skin crisp up, and it's pretty much done if you want it just to eat it that way. But if you want it to cook a little bit, turn the flame off, take the pan off the stove, turn it over, dress it with lemon juice.
Mm.
Simple. It's done.
And what's the graduate course of fish?
Oh, the graduate course, I would say for me, it's like fish and cheese.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fish and cheese?
I'm a huge fan of like anchovies and sardines with like pecorino romano. Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you had anything like that? Okay.
Yes.
I mean, so, yeah. Interesting.
It's like hard for people to wrap their heads around it just because fish and cheese is never used in the same sentence, but...
But I guess if you think of a Caesar, that's literally what
exactly,
it is.
Exactly right. One of my favorite dishes is a whole sautéed anchovies, right?
Mm.
With spinach, tomatoes, pecorino romano, olive oil, and lemon juice.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. I could definitely
get down with that.
Yeah, I can mess with that. Yeah. All right, well, I'll take a quick break. I want to hear how you got from fish to salsa full time. You're going to play us one of your old project songs, right?
Cool. Yeah, absolutely.
What are you going to play?
Play off this record made, I think it was 2008, 2007, something. Anima Anonima.
Okay.
Off the record called Mechanic Organic.
And this is Melodica on Snacky Tunes.
Yeah.
Sorry, here on Snacky Tunes. Thank you. Fast fade.
Nice.
I can never master the fade on these iPhones.
Who can?
That's nice. That's some good contemplative music.
Thank you.
Do you ever put that on when you're boning out a fish?
I do, actually. But it's been a while since I've listened back to this one.
Do you have like specific like fish butchering soundtracks?
No, not really. I would say every day is a little bit different. And if you just, you know, listen to similar music every day, it gets kind of boring.
Yeah, I hear you.
Dub to oldies and doo-wop, everything. We play everything at the shop, which is really awesome. It's a lot of fun.
Awesome. Fast forward a little bit because you hustled your way into butchering fish, and now you're one could say the premier fish butchers of New York. Consulting, teaching.
Absolutely, man. I do really feel like I still really love this, and what we started at Greenpoint Fish, it's just icing on the cake from all the years that I've been working at it. It's that I have really good people that I've been working with for a long time, and we're doing something really cool.
What's that saying? Teach a man to butcher a fish, right?
Yeah,
something like that.
Let's go with that.
So you're doing the fish butchering,
yep.
But it seems like you still got you're thinking about salsa, thinking about your flavors. And when did you decide that you were going to make? When did things start shifting going, I'm making salsa, which I'm assuming for your friends and for dinner parties?
Absolutely. It's exactly how.
Right?
Yeah. It started with that Chipotle salsa right there. I never grew up with Chipotle.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys are familiar, but it's like that smoky, smoked jalapeno. So I was like totally intrigued, started buying just Chipotle products, and they all sucked. You know, I haven't really found like that good Chipotle anything. So I started working on this one.
It's so good.
Fire roasted.
Fire roasted.
Charred on the comal, like traditionally in Mexico. And it's pretty awesome. I get people from Mexico, and they try, and it's like, you know, reminds me of home, reminds me of Mexico, reminds me of my grandma or something.
Do you watch people's faces when they take yourself to this time? I feel like that's really...
Absolutely. I try not to, but how can you not?
How can you not watch someone?
Yeah.
So you started making it, and then, you know... The consumer product good category is one that is very diluted, and salsa itself is very, I feel like salsa is an entryway for many people.
Absolutely, yeah. And you know, I've experimented with this product a lot. I don't put any fresh herbs in these two, so you can actually use that as condiment, use that as marinade, and put it in Japan, it won't burn.
Oh, nice.
So
what was that switch? So what went from like people going like, this is really good, for you going, I'm going to make a business of it.
Yeah, well, I heard that from my friends over and over. I think I have to really credit my friend Katrina, who runs the Queens County Market.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you guys heard of it. It's pretty an amazing market. It's one of the ones that hops around all the borough of Queens.
Yeah, it's great.
Different places. And so she started it up, and she's like, you're going to sell your salsa there. It's like, question mark? She's like, no, you're selling your salsa. It's like, this is it.
Period.
Yeah. Great. So I got on the ball doing all the labeling and looked out for jars and all that stuff. And that's pretty much what started it. But I think before that, I did take it to Europe and Spain.
Really?
Yeah. I took an 8-ounce jar with me on my trip.
Did you have to smuggle that in?
It was okay.
Yeah.
It was not bad. I just packed it in. It was an 8-ounce small jar. I packed it in my shoe. Didn't have no problems. But I used it almost 10 days. You know, I didn't have like a... place where I was refrigerating it, so it actually lasted okay that long. But I that's where I tried it on oysters.
Oysters and salsa?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
What, did you, like, have a chip, and you were, like, bringing it over an oyster, and some of it fell in the oyster, and then you're like, wait, you got salsa in my oyster,
yeah,
and then
no,
you got oyster in my salsa?
It's a beautiful mistake.
It was actually, you know, I had to leave the chips behind. I was like, It's got to be more than just chips and salsa for me. So that's why when I took it to Spain, I was like, I wanted to dive into the fish world. And I went to the market every day, cooked or even just cured and marinated. And then, I was doing a lot of cool little sandwiches, little tapas and pinchos. And I found some oysters. And, man, I think that's where I was like, this is something cool.
So, how did you get started? I mean, I know you started selling it and things like that, but what is the process for you? Did you get a commissary? Do you have? Are you producing it by the book? Are you doing it sort of out of your kitchen?
When I first started out, it was all my kitchen, man. I used to go to the markets and sell fresh salsa, not even jarred or canned or, you know, vacuum sealed or anything like that. It was just, like, out of my kitchen, pint plastic, you know, containers. So it was like the shelf life was, you know, diminished right away. But I'd go to the markets, Queens County Market. I'd go with hot salsa. And it's just like a bunch of it. And I wake up 6 in the morning to make a batch of like 50 of these pint salsas that were just smoking hot when we got them to the market. And it was amazing. That's how it took off, really. And then I started looking at some kitchens, investigating more about the science of canning. And that's basically it. I mean, there's a lot of information that I had to read. It's like, it's still ongoing.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a learning process.
Yeah.
So I know you had the salsa.
Yeah.
And then you went to go interview at Greenport Fish and Lobster.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I got salsa.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the guys were like, here's the guy who got salsa.
We had this conversation after, and I'm like, I'm just coming to see if you have a few days that I just want to work with fish. I know you guys seem really cool.
Yeah.
And I think I can help you guys up. And I got the salsa. And they're like looking at me. He's like, oh, no.
That's almost like, oh, and if you, yeah. Like, I'm also a DJ if you need, yeah. Like, me to do, yeah. The soundtrack. And they're like, yeah. Okay, dude.
Uh-huh.
And then they ate that salsa, and I'm sure you saw their face, and they're like, oh, this dude's got salsa, capital
yeah,
S.
Yeah, exactly. Even, you know, I saw their face, and I know my customers now, yeah. And I saw, like, yeah, I think they really like it. But even still, after that interview, I talked to them, I'm like, did I just make an ass out of myself? I'm like, all right. But they emailed me back, like, come back and talk to us. We love your salsa.
And now you serve it at the restaurant, right?
Now we serve it at the restaurant, at the bar, and definitely in a shelf space.
Yeah. So awesome. Do they use really oysters cool. There?
I mean, we encourage tacos first, but like you can do whatever you want. There's various amounts of spices and condiments on the counter, and that's one of them.
Fantastic. Well, I'm super excited for the barbecue on Tuesday.
Me too.
And where can people go to get salsa other than the store, other at Greenpoint Fish and Lobster Co.?
Well, Greenpoint Fish, you know, still getting that ball rolling on the gourmet shops, but you can find us, Gourmet Guild in Williamsburg, which I don't know, you probably know that, I don't know, on Broadway, Bed-Stuy Fresh and Local, Paralandra, Fine Foods, yeah.
Was that it?
Paralandra.
You approve?
Yes.
Yeah, you know it?
That's cool. Where I grew up, at Paralandra.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, man. Look at that crossover.
Look at that.
Can you e-commerce?
Yeah, absolutely. Right on my site.
Awesome. Which is Gustavo.
GustavoSalsa.com.
How's your Instagram? Do you have an Instagram game?
Definitely. That's what it's all about. It's fish and salsa on my Instagram.
Is that all it is?
Pretty much.
Sounds like an excellent Instagram.
That's pretty good. Well, I'm super excited. Hang out. I wonder how it is on this pizza. We'll try it.
Dude, yeah. It's good on everything.
It's good on everything.
Yeah.
We got Lily McQueen coming up next. She's going to rip some tunes.
Nice.
I'm try.
You're going to try? Come on.
I'm try.
Try.
You're going to rip those tunes. Liz is giving you a thumbs up to totally rip. Thank you.
of love.
So, Lily, welcome.
Thank you.
First time radio.
First time radio.
And the opening track of the show is a Snacky Tunes exclusive, which we always love.
Yes.
And so does our one listener. One listener really appreciates it.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
So, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
You've recorded your first EP with one of our favorite human beings, William.
Couldn't agree more.
Andrew Raposo.
He's a fantastic human being.
Truly. How do you feel about putting that first piece of tunage in the can?
I feel good, and
that really sold it.
No, I mean I'm very, very proud of the work, but it's very nerve wracking.
Yeah,
there just comes a moment where you're like, I could work on this forever, but gotta let it be its own thing.
Nerve wracking to release it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is.
Let it go.
You gotta let it go.
I mean, you could just tweak forever.
Exactly.
Tweak forever.
Yeah. No, but I'm very happy with the point that we've reached.
Man,
so.
you sound really. I mean, you.
Do I not?
No, I guess it's just a little nerve. I mean, I think the first time you put out any body of work, you got to be happy with it. Also, being like, you're like, oh, that one note, I could have fixed that one note.
Well, you know, there's always that, but no, I really am happy with it. It's
so, what made you want to lay it down?
What made me want to lay it down? Well, I'd been playing music in college.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a band, a folk band, country folk band, with my friends, and. When we started playing music, we made an EP, and I just realized it was all I wanted to do, was play music. But then that band broke up, and I was like, okay, I got to figure out how to do this by myself. And
you didn't want to do another super group, another power band?
No. No, they were lovely ladies, but it was too much.
Hey, sometimes people want to lone wolf it. I'm not mad at that.
You know?
You know, own tunes, own salsa. You know?
Absolutely.
Do you want to rip us one?
Sure.
Okay. What do you got for us?
This is from the EP. This is called You're Not Ready for My Love.
Oh. Okay. All right. Lynn McQueen here live on Snacky Tunes.
Play stop. You're messing with my mind. And don't talk if you're gonna waste my time. I put my heart out on the line. Make me believe then you leave. Now I'm living with your lies. It's time you realize that my heart won't give in and compromise. No way. Oh, hey, you're not ready for my love. This kind of love's too tough. No, this time I'm calling your bluff. You're not ready for my love.
Was there a specific person that was written about?
There might be.
No comment. No comment. So, born and raised in New York City?
Born and raised.
How do you still love New York City?
I do.
We were talking about that, about the, you got that LA pull though coming.
I do. I really do.
Yeah?
I've had it for a while.
What would Mom and Dad say if you moved across the coast? And on Mother's Day. On Mother's Day.
Oh, no. Let's not talk about it. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's
by
Day.
By the way. They have come to terms with it.
Yeah?
And decided that they're kind of okay with it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Favorite thing about New York? Favorite place to eat in New York?
Favorite thing about New York? Favorite place to eat in New York? Oh, my God.
Hard-hitting questions here on Snack and Tunes.
Seriously, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like, what cuisine are we talking? Like,
I mean, I'm not painting you a corner. I'm not putting you in a box.
Okay, well, one of my favorite places to eat is, let's see. My God, why am I drawing such a blank right now? Ferdinando's.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's just me thinking about growing up. That's in, like, Carroll Gardens-ish. Mm-hmm. It's like a really classic red sauce Italian spot. Pinel special. Fried chickpea patty with ricotta cheese, Parmesan cheese. on sesame buns.
Sounds delicious.
That sounds
excellent.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And that's your go-to dish?
That's my go-to dish there.
Nice.
I don't get anything else.
Don't you love that? You go to a restaurant for years and you're like, they're like, we have this whole menu. You're like, don't care.
No.
Could not care.
Yeah.
The other stuff is excellent. I've tried it, but like, it's just...
It's fine. I go some places. We went out to Jin Fong last night for Chinese food. And I was like, you know, we always get this roast, the Peking duck. But let's mix it up. Let's get another duck dish. And then we ordered it, and then, like, the gods were taunting us because, like, the order went in, and a roast duck came out from the back, and I went, ah, we fucking blew it. Fucking blew it.
There's always that moment that where you put in your order, and you're like, yeah. It wasn't right.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's too late.
Ordering, yeah. Regret ordering.
It's really bad.
Mm.
You're like, with each bite, you try to convince yourself. You're like, I'm into it. I'm into it. You're
I'm not into it. It. Not
you're
into just, it.
You're not.
Oh, man. I get bummed out if I have a bad meal.
Oh
totally.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. It depresses me.
Very bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if I have a bad meal, I'm going to go, well, I know I'm full, but I really just
I want to eat that one thing that I wish I had been eating that whole time.
Yeah. Absolutely. Do you cook a lot in New York?
I do.
Yeah?
My roommate and I have started cooking a lot together.
Yeah? What are you making? And what's your kitchen like?
I do have a very nice kitchen.
Oh.
Yes.
Blessed.
I've been blessed with a nice kitchen.
That's whatever I think. Hashtag blessed. I think of a nice kitchen in New York.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
Yes, it's definitely a hashtag blessed kitchen.
Are you doing the same thing like Gustavo did here? Like you're doing music all day and coming home and cooking food?
Kind of. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's revitalizing.
You know?
All right. How about this? On a good day.
On a good day.
When you kill it in the studio. What do you cook? Versus on a bad day where nothing was happening, what do you cook?
I feel like on a good day at the studio, I usually go out and get a burger.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that's like my go-to.
Okay.
But what are we making? I've been making a lot of salmon burgers at home, actually.
There you go.
Nice.
Yeah?
Fish burgers. I still find elusive a little.
Right? I know, but a salmon burger is, like, pretty excellent.
Yeah.
So are you just cooking a piece of salmon, or are you just...
Mm-hmm. I mean, you, like, grind it up with some breadcrumbs, and then we make, like, a yogurt sauce that we put on top with, like, dill and cucumbers. And
I mean, I'm not mad at what you're saying.
Avocado. Yeah. I don't think there's a reason to be mad at that.
No, I'm not mad at that.
It's because it's the word burger. Like, a burger should just be a burger. It's kind of a different thing.
Yeah,
like
I think that's sort of what it is.
You know? Sure.
I wish I could come up with everything that isn't,
it's
you know, like a...
It's a salmon patty.
Yeah, patty still doesn't
patty
have
it. Patty still doesn't
even
have
less.
It.
Yeah, it seems even less than exciting. I don't know. Hot salmon sandwich?
Oh,
that sounds,
there you go.
Yeah.
Sandwich, sure.
I don't know.
I can roll with that.
You can roll with that?
Sure.
What type of roll would you put it on?
Just a burger bun. Hot salmon sandwich bun.
Ooh. Let me get one of those hot salmon. I think we should call Martin's. I think we got to pitch them on a new thing.
Nice.
So the album's coming out.
Yes.
And are you going to be pairing that with a live tour or some live shows?
I've started playing some live shows around the city. And yeah, I hope to be playing a lot this summer.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You got some good summer vibes music.
Oh, thank you.
I mean,
that's like the vibe. But when people pretend like they're driving to the beach, unless they're driving to the beach, then they can.
Then they don't have to pretend.
They don't have to pretend.
Hey, remember that time when we pretended about driving to the beach? It's all happening.
Whenever I'm driving in a car, I like pretend that I'm driving to the beach. So that's why I want to move to LA.
Oh, yeah. Constantly.
Great,
well, you can be forever driving to the beach.
Exactly. Exactly.
So the recorded stuff is obviously much more produced. I mean, you don't work with Andrew Raposo and not have a layered album.
Andrew's doing an acoustic album.
What did you say?
Andrew's doing an acoustic album.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
I'm going to say, Andrew, it's two tracks. It's my vocals and guitar. I'd be like, I don't understand.
What are you talking about?
Where do you put the 8 synthesizer? No, Andrew. But when you play it live, is it going to be the stripped down or is it going to be a more built out set?
No, I've been playing live with a band. Andrew plays in my band.
God, I love that man on bass. He's got good bass face.
He's got great bass face.
Great
bass, just like attitude.
Yeah.
He's very, he commands a stage.
Oh, he's a conductor.
Yes.
Bass conductor.
Nice.
He is.
Do you want to shred another tune for us?
Sure.
Shred another summer jam.
Okay.
What do you got for us?
Another summer jam.
I just put that out there. You can play a depressing winter tune if you want.
I don't know if I really have this, actually. This one?
This is the one about what I was drinking in a basement during February. No. I don't think you write those types of songs. I'm not getting that vibe.
No. They're like happy, sad songs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So kind of that vibe, but masked.
with beach.
Exactly. Yeah. Masked with beach.
People can't tell if I'm crying in the ocean.
Exactly.
Right?
Ah, there you go. There Maybe you that go. Should be like my new bio.
There you go. Hey, that's a free one here on Snack. all right, so what do you got for us?
Well, this one is the one that you just played, actually.
Okay, cool.
All right, so here's the acoustic version of that.
Fantastic.
It's called Miss You Tonight. I had a dream last night. You were there, dancing in my eyes. Yeah, our love was alive. In my room, the day broke you from my sights, and baby, I remembered our fight. Now you're no longer mine. How will I make it through tonight? 'Cause we're out of time. Oh, but I miss you tonight. I can't fight it. You gotta hold my mind. They say give it time, one day you'll be fine, but I miss you tonight. I fell for you like a child. Catch me, baby, caught me in your web of lies. Now I see the truth. So why do I miss you?
Awesome.
Thank you.
Two versions, same song. Loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it.
That's where it started.
Yeah?
It was kind of an inverse. That was where it started. Where we started was where that song ended.
Yes. Sense? Do you start writing on acoustic guitar? Or do you start you start with layering 9 cents?
Now that I'm working with Andrew, things have changed.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
No, it really depends. Actually, I used to start everything on acoustic guitar. Now I write all my songs on GarageBand on my phone.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like?
I started doing GarageBand on my computer, but I actually really prefer the app on the phone.
Huh. Uh-huh.
So, like, you playing guitar, recording onto...
They have, like, synthesizers and, like, drum kits on there, so I'll, like, just loop...
Yeah, I can see that.
...beats and... Mm-hmm.
Train delayed. Jammed on new tune. Yeah. No problem.
You know?
Also, you look up, you're at Inwood. Way. You're like, oh, shit, I got some writing done. I got some writing done.
Exactly. Nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
I really am.
There it is. There we go. So you're playing shows, EP's coming out,
music video's coming out.
All right, hit us with the music video. High concept, low concept?
Low, simple.
Oh,
pretty simple.
Okay. That doesn't mean, I don't think simple necessarily means low concept.
Okay, yeah, maybe not.
Can you share it?
Yeah.
What song is it for?
It's for that very one, Miss You Tonight. That will be the first song that we're releasing.
First song off the new album.
Off the new album.
And what's the concept?
It's just me dancing in a bunch of like lasers.
Oh, yeah. Andrew Raposo, you are working with the that's awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was very fun.
Is this your first video?
It's my first video.
I sort of like
it's my
that.
First everything.
I sort of like that. Like, yo, this is me.
Yeah.
I'm not hiding.
No.
Take it or leave it.
I thought about doing like a story and then I was like, no, just.
Nice.
Just dancing lasers.
Just dancing lasers.
Because that's really fun to do.
No friends, just you?
My best friend shot it, but it's just me. Just me and the lasers.
Oh my God. Is that the name of the EP?
Maybe it should be.
Maybe.
Maybe
Crying in the Ocean. I don't know. there's so much to work with.
That just might be a lyric that I use.
Yeah, you can use that.
Thanks.
I just get a writing credit, right?
Some co-write, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We can talk back end points afterwards. So all the shows I'm assuming are local, or are you going to go on tour?
Yeah, just local for now. Not going on tour for, I don't know. That's a far away
concept. What, you don't want to hit the road?
I absolutely do. But it's just got to like get everything going first. Get home base
yeah,
locked and loaded.
You got to do home base first, right?
Yeah.
I'm sort of like, let's just go fucking do it.
Wow. Got to roll with this guy.
I mean, I don't tour. But.
If I can get the band together that wants to just jump in a van with me and go, I'll do it.
Yeah, I think it's fun. Sometimes, you know, I'm sure with making music, putting out salsa, it's sort of just like, sometimes you got to be like, all right, we just got to go.
Yep.
We got to go.
Yeah.
Might York, have to just take your salsa on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Perfect car snack.
Also, merch.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
So funny.
Yes.
You can get us at Greenpoint Fish and Lobster and at any Billy McQueen show.
We should work something out.
Exactly.
That'd be... Hey, man. Has anyone done, like, one-off music salsa?
Food merch.
Food merch.
You know?
Huh.
I haven't heard of it.
Maybe
I feel like venues might get mad at me.
Maybe we just heard of it.
Maybe we just did.
Maybe we just came
food merch.
Whoa.
With the $1 million idea.
Yeah. Yeah, I went to a show and I got some salsa.
Yeah.
It was cool. It exploded all over my bag in the pit. Well, I want to make sure we have enough time for another song.
Okay, yeah.
And I want to thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
And Gustavo, thank you for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me.
Quick question from one listener. Do you have any non-spicy salsa?
No, absolutely not. It's all one spice level. And once you try it, you won't even think about the spiciness of it.
Oh.
It's not about the spice. It's, you know, it's about the pepper and the flavors and all that. So
I like that.
You've got to get down with it.
Yeah,
I get down with it. I abhor, like, Frank's hot sauce and Tabasco.
Yeah.
That stuff that's just like... I think it ruins all the other flavors.
Sure, absolutely.
I'm a bad spicy. I can't really do.
No, nothing.
I'm a disappointment in my family.
Really?
I love spicy food.
Oh, you need a chile relleno.
Oh my God, she was our favorite, but then we saw her trying to eat something spicy, and
yeah,
I got to give it to the other daughter now.
Oh my God. All right. Well, before we play the last song, I want to say thank you to all the listeners. Heritage Radio Network, who helped us get our Kickstarter goal. We're going to look so fancy on the internet. Internet, like, 3.0.
Nice.
Liz is making 9 GIFs for us. Yeah, just her waving. and us eating cereal popped by Dave Arnold. It's going to be fantastic. What's the last song you're going to take us out on?
This is called Say Something. This is a newer song. This is not on the EP. This is on a... full length I will be recording
soon. Oh man,
soon.
Already on to the next one.
As
Jay-Z once said.
You know, Jay-Z and I are a lot alike, so.
Both from New York. Both musicians.
Both from Brooklyn.
I heard he can't eat spicy stuff either.
Ooh.
And his parents are also disappointed about that.
See? And look where he is now.
Yeah. You could marry Beyonce.
I mean, okay.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
It's in the cards.
And for everyone who's around... on Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. or 8 p.m., Gustavo Salsa will be on Fleek. Can I say that?
Fleek, oh no.
Sure.
I tried to ask someone to explain it to me, and they couldn't. And I was like, all right, well.
It's just on point, but it, right?
Yeah.
But just a really weird word.
Really weird.
Replacing point.
Yeah, so if you're looking for some on Fleek salsa this Tuesday at Good Co. 10 Hope Street, Touring Machine, our favorite buddies, are going to be DJing. And weather is up in the air. If tradition is anything, it'll be raining. So
yeah, don't forget Greenpoint Fish, fish tacos.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be awesome.
Those guys, remember those guys?
Those guys, the behemoth fish people. All right, here we go. One last song, Little Queen, here live with Snacky Tunes.
All right, thank you. I know the time ain't right. I just wanna believe you're worth the fight. But I gotta take my time before I walk in blind. 'Cause everybody's telling me to watch out. Even I could see there will be fallout. 'Cause it fell in my mind up and down. If you want out, then say something. No, don't you leave me in the dark now. Just say something. Keep waiting and I'm gonna break down. Oh, we got caught in the wind. And now I'm second guessing everything. Just come in and shake up my life. But baby, I'm the one who's rolling the dice. 'Cause everybody's telling me to watch out. You know, even I could see there would be falling. 'Cause you're filling my mind up with doubt. So if you want out, just say something. No, don't you leave me in the dark now. Just say something. Keep waiting. There would be fallout. 'Cause you're filling my mind up with doubt. So if you want out, just say something. No, don't you leave me in the dark now. Just say something. Keep waiting and I'm gonna break down. Just say something. No, don't you leave me in the dark now. Can't you say something, babe? Keep waiting and I'm gonna break down. Oh boy, you know I'm going out of my mind. Yeah, all I need from you is just a small sign. Uh-huh. Just say something.
Thank you so much. I just wanted to give one shout out. We lost a behemoth, a powerhouse in the food community this week. Josh Ozersky passed away unexpectedly on Monday. He was a giant personality, a lover of food, and eater of meat. You will be missed.
Can't stay awake, I wonder. Listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archive programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.